Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Rhonda Gadsden made a smile in the last segment. Look, we do a sports show, and it's barely even sports. And really, we just do a comedy show. We like to have fun. There's a horrific story going on right now in Texas. It's horrific for America. It's in Uvalde, Texas, a school shooting, an elementary school. 14 children are dead, and a teacher is dead as well. We went through Parkland here in South Florida, and we remember the feeling. I mean, everybody knew somebody who had lost someone or been affected by Parkland, and your heart goes out, obviously, to the parents and the families who are going to be involved by this just horrific tragedy in Uvalde, Texas. Again, 14 children and a teacher dead in an elementary school shooting this afternoon. And I just, you know, we'll do our final hour of the show here. We'll talk some Heat and we'll talk some Panthers, and our hearts will be heavy. And, you know, I don't know what to say. You know,
damn cowards, man. Walk up with the babies in elementary school, man. Coward. That's what the dude is.
And he is dead as well. I've seen from reports, 18-year-old shooter. I will tell you this, you know, I use Marjorie Taylor Greene as a punchline. I find her to be so disgusting, such a despicable human being, because she's actually in our government, and she is the one that suggested, you know, the parents that were going through this unimaginable loss in Parkland were paid actors, that it didn't really happen. And I dare someone like Marjorie Taylor Greene, and you'll see it, someone will come out and say, this isn't what you see. You know, that's the new thing. Whatever you see didn't really happen. But good God, your heart breaks for the families, the lost lives. I mean, just the nation to go through something like this. So, you know, like I said, we'll do our final hour here. And if you want to, you know, get the latest, you can turn on CNN or Fox News or MSNBC, wherever you consume your news. But absolute tragedy in Texas.
There's a couple. It's about 5 or 6 of them this year already. Like, come on, man.
We're parents. You know, you just think about sending your kid to school.
And it gets to me, because I live right down this tall grass from Stoneman Douglas. Like, come on, man, this is ridiculous what's going on right now. And there's people should not be able to get guns this easy. That's my take.
So there you go. We are not a news station, and we are not a news show, and I'm not going to pretend to cover this. I'll just direct you to your news outlet, and you can follow along on the story if you so desire. We'll get back into Panthers and Heat and all our regular 5 o'clock hour nonsense. In fact, we'll start with headlines here. Headlines and Alejandro Solana.
Guys, this sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. There is some news regarding the Heat and the Celtics game tomorrow. Game 5 is scheduled tomorrow at FTX Arena, 8:30 p.m. tip-off. So ESPN is reporting that Tyler Hero's groin injury, remember, he missed last night's Game 4. It would typically take 2 to 4 weeks to return, but Tyler says he is pushing to return this week. No confirmation from the Miami Heat. And then I just read that from Ira Winterman's Twitter account, and he just tweeted out the Celtics injury report. Today's injury report for tomorrow's Game 5. Marcus Smart is questionable. Robert Williams, we saw him limping a little bit yesterday. He's dealing with knee pain in that left knee. He is questionable as well.
So the game, I had told you that the Heat were 1.5-point underdogs at home tomorrow. That game has been taken off the board now by Vegas. So they'll wait for a little bit of clarity on who's going to play, who's going to be in, who's going to be out, and then you'll see a revised line. Obviously, I don't think Tyler Hero is going to make much of a difference to the line there, but certainly Marcus Smart and Robert Williams. I mean, you've seen games where he's in versus games where he's out. That'll be a line mover as well.
Yeah.
I know we've talked about it, but the Panthers did lose last night 2-0, but they were swept by the Tampa
Bay
Lightning.
It was almost 4-0. Tampa had 2 goals that were disallowed within seconds of each other.
And that unofficially the longest review in the history of sports on that second goal.
And we had the Tampa Bay Lightning over 3.5 goals. We had the Tampa Bay team total. So, you know, theoretically that's a victory. We actually have to pay because it's, you know, actually a loss. But theoretically a victory. They scored 4 goals. 2 of them were just disallowed.
Can you theoretically pay my portion, huh?
I cannot.
Okay.
Theoretically, no. I mean, theoretically, I could, yes. But
can
no, realistically,
pay
I will not. I will not.
Because you done talked about our debt a number of times today on the show, and my wife listens. I always tell her we win.
Tell her that's just radio shenanigans.
Okay. Because every time she asks, she's like, you bet on this game? Yeah, who? Oh, the Heat. And then end of the game, you bet the Heat? No. Celtics.
Tonight, Game 4, Mavericks Warriors, 9 p.m. tip-off in Dallas. The Warriors are up 3-0 in that series.
All right. I think I'm going to bet the Luka over tonight. When I say we're going to bet the Luka over. Let me see if it's still 34.5. Yeah, 34.5. Steph Curry tonight, 26.5. You just don't know because, I mean, if like Solana says, you know, if Golden State just runs them and Dallas has essentially given up, you know, you don't know how much Steph will play. So.
Oh, Poole. What about Poole? Because Poole plays a lot, and he's going to play if they're up.
There's no props on Poole. There's Curry, Clay, Andrew Wiggins.
What's Clay? 18?
Clay over under tonight, 19.5.
Oh, that's tough.
Ugh. You like the over on that?
He's going to leave the game, too. If Steph leaves, he's going to leave, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're daring you to take that over by leaving it at 19. They're daring you.
I still like the Luka over at 34.5.
Oh, Luka's going to score 34 points, man. Come on now.
Man.
I think I'm just trying to convince myself.
I know. Maybe we'll bet Jalen Brunson. You want to bet Jalen Brunson?
Boy, I would. I'm going to drive to Boca if you put my money on Jalen damn Brunson. You think it's bad right now?
The Marlins, they open up a 2-game series in Tampa Bay tonight. 6:40 p.m. is your first pitch with our guy Pablo Lopez on the mound.
All right, very good. Get into now with the Panthers done. We're going to talk with Steve Goldstein this hour. We'll talk some Panthers with him. Again, you want to get your news about this tragic school shooting. I'm not going to give it to you on this show. It's just too it's too raw, and it's not what we do. So we'll talk Panthers, and we'll talk Heat, and we'll talk gambling. And if you want to follow what's going on at this school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, you can get it on the one of the news stations. I can't stomach talking about it, and I'm fighting just to talk about sports now. But that's what we'll do. I'm gonna focus on the Marlins tonight. What time is that game? 6:40, you said?
6:40 in Tampa.
Watch a little Marlins action. Watch a little Dallas game tonight, and yeah.
Tomorrow, Inter Miami, they play at Orlando City. It's a 7 p.m. kickoff in Orlando. It's the round of 16 for the U.S. Open Cup.
All right.
The Turnpike Derby.
Turnpike Derby. We like a derby.
Yep. Tomorrow.
Goofy name.
We do like a derby, though.
Nothing like a derby. Tomorrow, Canes baseball. They'll open up playing the ACC tournament. They were a 3 seed in the tourney. And they'll play the 10 seed tomorrow, NC State. That's a 7 p.m. first pitch. They also play Friday against Wake Forest. That'll be a 3 p.m. first pitch.
All right, very good.
All right, guys. Finally, I don't know if any of you saw this, but yesterday New York City removed their last working payphone booth.
I saw that.
Yeah, in the entire city. It was in Times Square. We talked about this several months ago about using payphones, if there's still payphones available, and you had looked it up, Hawk, and you saw that there was only one remaining payphone in New York City, and it's no longer there. There's actually a video of a crane yanking it out of the ground. You could look at it on like social media, YouTube, whatever, just Google it. But that's it. No more payphones in New York.
Yeah, they're very hard to find nowadays. I mean, you're hard-pressed to find somebody that doesn't have a cell phone or at least access to a cell phone. Did you ever use a payphone, Solana? You're very young. Did you ever use a payphone? Walk up to a payphone and put a quarter in or call collect?
The only time I ever used it was in sixth grade at Arvida Middle School in Kendall, which is where I attended. They had a payphone only for my sixth grade year. By seventh grade, they had already yanked it out because everybody had a cell phone. My cell phone died, and I had to get call my parents to pick me up because I wasn't feeling well. So instead of going into the office, I just used the payphone because I had some change with me. That was the only time I've ever used a payphone.
Yeah, it's amazing. I get you probably used them, Crowder, right? You were old enough to use payphones.
Oh, hell yeah. I used payphones when I was in the NFL.
Did you?
Yeah. When I was doing dirt and I didn't want nobody, my call log not to be blown.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was a kid, if you were out with your friends, you got dropped off at the mall or movie theater, restaurant. I mean, payphone, that was it. Like, that's how you called someone to come pick you up. It's wild, though. Yeah, no more payphones in New York City.
I got a life hack. I've told y'all before, you can walk into any gas station, ask the attendant nicely, hey, can I use your phone? And they'll let you use the gas station inside phone for free.
I don't even know if some of those gas stations have phones anymore.
They all do.
Do they? I mean, don't they just have cell phones?
But then, like, deliveries have to call, or if they need, they're not going to give the delivery guy the attendant cell phone number. If like my phone dies or something, or if I don't have a charger and I need to just call my wife and say, hey, I'll be home in 20 minutes. My phone died. I'll walk in a gas station. Hey, big homie, how you doing, man? Man, beautiful shirt. Can I use your phone real fast? I got to call my wife. And they do it every time.
No more phones in New York City. No more pay phones.
You had told us the last time we talked about this how you would call collect if you were out with your friends. You'd call collect from the mall, and your parents would deny the call because there was no reason to accept the charge. They just now knew you were ready to get picked up. That, to me, was fascinating.
You'd set it up with your parents in advance. Hey, I'm going to do a collect call, between 7:30 and 8:30. When I collect call, you say no, but that means I'm ready to be picked up, outside Sam Goody at the mall. Or if you had a change of plans, because then it became you didn't talk to an – like at the beginning, you used to talk to an operator. Then it became that you'd 10-10, 3-2-1 or whatever, you'd talk to a recording. They would record you and then the collect call, and then they would go, you have a collect call from, it's Mark, I'm at Barnaby's now. And then, you know, do you accept the call? But you were just telling them, no, I'm at Barnaby's, like, come pick me up at Barnaby's, whatever. So, yeah, there was ways to get around the collect call. Collect calls were expensive. You know, it was like 25 cents to make a call, but the collect call was like a buck and a quarter.
Huh. When you were a kid, a call was 8 cents.
I don't think so. It was. I always remember it being a quarter.
Every time you tell people where you're from in Chicago, they're like, the nice side. You didn't have 8 cents?
But why would you spend money if you didn't need to spend money? Why should my parents get a call for a buck and a quarter when I could say on the thing, library? That's free.
Were the rotary pay phones just as expensive as the normal
ones? There were rotary pay phones.
Oh, goodness. Boy, boy, boy.
There's actually there's a new website. It's called skiesedge.com. They're selling a rotary cell phone, but they don't want you to buy it. It's all part of like this new type of phone where they're actually sending you the parts. It's a kit, and you build this new rotary cell phone. Obviously, there's no screen. It's not like an iPhone, but it's a cell phone that you could take with you on the go, and to dial, it has the rotary system on it.
Huh. I like it. It's a conversation starter.
That ain't no game.
Your weather.
You think you're going to get a bad one with a rotary phone?
Maybe. If she's...
No.
A bat, like, you know, like a like an older baddie.
Yeah, but it's a conversation starter. Ooh, how do you have a rotary cell phone? Oh, yeah, you know.
Secret. Hey, Hulk, how was the prohibition? Like, how did that work?
Yeah, it wouldn't have bothered me.
Goodness gracious. This man had rotary payphones.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7-866-954-MORE right now in South Florida. Partly cloudy tonight. The lows will drop into the 70s. That's your weather.
Somebody texts in, how do people not know this? I'm not even 40 and I did the collect call trick. You didn't do the collect call trick, Crowder?
No, not at all.
You have a collect call from Denny's. Do you accept the charges? No, I know he's at Denny's now. I'll go pick him up. The easy way. I mean, probably saved over the course of my childhood $300-400 in phone bills.
Thinking about I don't think I was never like when I went out, I never have to call my mom to pick me up. I'd always have to like, you know, set up another transportation method.
That was single, though, right.
Yeah, single mom, but, three kids. Like, she's not coming to get me at star time, you know, at 11 o'clock.
But she might want to know where you are.
Yeah, she didn't really like me too much. No, I'm playing.
Yeah. Listen, no, Browder's mom tells me the truth when she comes out to Twin Peaks and sees us. I learn all the truth about Crowder and all the stories that he tells on this show, and half of them do not add up.
Well, there's three sides to every story. Mine, hers, the truth. I didn't make that up, everybody. That's not my saying. I didn't invent that.
Anything else, Solana?
We're good to go, guys.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in the know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, it's the 5 o'clock hour here on Hockman and Crowder. A lot of a heavy heart for us this final hour. There is breaking news. You know, if you haven't looked on your phone for push notifications, there was a school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, 14 children and one teacher killed. And while we went ahead and did our sports show here in the final hour today, obviously Crowder and I, as parents, both are just, you know, devastated. It makes you think of Parkland, which just happened, you know, right in our backyard. And obviously we think about the families and the loved ones and the kids that lost their lives, and it's just so heart-wrenching and so horrible. So you know, hug someone close to you, hug your kids extra hard tonight, and like I say, you want to follow what's going on with this horrific school shooting. You know, go to a news station and get it there. We'll focus on what we do here, which is sports and the like. All right, everybody, have a great and safe Tuesday night, and Crowder and I will speak with you mañana.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.